In this video, I'm going to give you 10 lessons that took me 10 years to learn from building a web design business. And if you copy these tips, your business just might blow up. Listen, I've lived in the extremes of being cussed out by clients to landing dream projects that I never thought I'd get. So this isn't theory. This is what has worked and what hasn't through a decade of trial and error. And I'm sharing all of my notes with you in this video. Are you ready? Let's go. Lesson number one, niches are optional, but you know what isn't? Action. A lot of people are going to tell you that you have to pick a niche if you want to make a lot of money. Now, listen, I know some people might push back on this advice. Heck, that might have even been something that I said a while back, but here's the deal. I've never really picked a niche and I still make a lot of money from web design. I've worked with web design clients from all sorts of industries, from nonprofit to wedding venues, right? And guess what? I still get plenty of business. Could a niche help you? Sure. But here's what's more important. You just have to start. Go out there, get some clients, try to build momentum, and then maybe after a little while, you pick a niche, but it's not necessary. And by the way, make sure that you like and subscribe so you don't miss any other episodes coming out in the future. And if you want the slides that I use for this video, there's going to be a link in the description to get them. Lesson number two, don't be a specialist. A lot of people are going to tell you that if you want to get paid the big bucks, you have to specialize. So you got to get really good at maybe just one thing, like just UX design or just web development. But in the new era of web design, only the generalist are going to survive. Why do I say that? Because even companies like Shopify are dropping the UX from all their UX roles. So now everyone's just called a designer. And if that's not clear enough, the Nielsen Norman Group just published an article called "The Return of the UX Generalist." I used to get so much flack for doing projects that mixed UX development and visual design. But with AI on the rise, hyper-specialized roles are going to get automated more and more. So clients and businesses aren't going to want to hire three separate people for one website. They'll want a full package and just one person. And that person should be you. Lesson number three, make your own blueprint. Some people are going to tell you that real web designers don't use templates, or maybe you don't know what you're doing unless you can code it by hand. I've seen web designers build six-figure businesses simply by customizing templates, and those same designers couldn't write a line of code if their life depended upon it. Your path isn't wrong just because it doesn't look like someone else's highlights reel. There's really a mix of three things that can guarantee that you're building something that's going to work for you specifically. Finding something that interacts with your skills, your passion, and your opportunity. So that sweet spot right in the middle there, that's what you want to look for. So stop trying to copy someone else's blueprint. Build a business that actually fits you. But while you're doing that, make sure that you do a little bit of marketing every single day. It's easy to try and fill every hour of your week with paid work. After all, if I'm not getting paid for the work, it's not real work, right? So a lot of web designers think that they've made it when they spend 99% of their time buried in client projects and that other 1% just kind of crashing out from being burnt out. But if you want to last, you've got to carve out space for marketing and for growth, because most web designers live in one of two extremes, right? You're either slammed with too much work because you were afraid to turn anything down, you didn't know when the next project was coming, or you're panicking because your inbox has been empty for days. And that cycle doesn't break on its own. You break it by protecting your time for the work that sets up future work. Lesson number five, the website isn't the product. I used to cold call businesses in the early days, and I would only call people that had rough looking websites and see if they needed help. And one day I called a business with one of those really rough looking websites, and they said, "Oh no, we just had our website redone." That's when I realized that good design is only a small part of why you get paid. Most clients don't even know what a good website looks like, but they'll know exactly how you communicated with them, if your process felt good, if there was strategy involved in the things that you were doing for them. Now, listen, design matters, right? but it's not the only thing that does. Sometimes those soft skills are the difference between getting overlooked and getting paid. Lesson number 6, your business isn't a piggy bank. When the first big checks started coming in, I made the classic mistake of taking all of the money that I got from clients and putting it straight into my bank account. There was no savings, there was no buffered, and when work slowed down, I panicked. So here's what I do now. I figure out my average monthly income. I take a percentage of that, and that's what I give myself. Everything else is being put aside either to grow the business or for rainy days. And the best part is when your average goes up, your pay can go up as well. So you don't always have to take the same amount every single year. You can give yourself a raise if the last year was looking really good. But treat your business like a business, not your personal Venmo. Number 7, do things that don't scale. Everyone's talking about automating everything, right? You can do outreach and research and follow up all without opening your laptop with tools like N8N. And listen, that's cool. Efficiency matters. But if you want to get clients that you've never gotten before, you have to do things that you've never done before. I once sent a handwritten thank you letter to a client. It was a small project, but I still wanted to show some gratitude. And a few days later, he called me and said, in all his years of doing business, no one had ever sent him a thank you note. Then he said something even better. I've got another project I want you to work on. That letter probably took me 5 minutes, but it made a huge difference. Don't be afraid to do things that might take a little extra time that have a personal touch. Lesson number 8, big clients are great, but they're dangerous because one big client does not equal a business. That's just a full-time job without the benefits. And I've talked to so many web designers who got that one big client and they were so excited. But pretty soon that client monopolized all their time. They didn't have room to take on anyone else. And then you can guess what happens. The client pulls out and nearly all of their income is left or gone overnight. Big clients are great, but never let them become your entire business. Keep space for things like marketing and other clients, other opportunities, so that you don't run into that scenario as well. Lesson number 9, don't say yes if you feel hesitant. Every time I felt a little hesitation about working with a client, it turned into a bad project. And I get it, you're excited. You might be desperate for work. So you tell yourself, it'll be fine. But there's a very big price to pay for bad projects. They could cost you your peace, other good projects that you don't have time for because you said yes to this one, or maybe you burn out because of how tough it was. And listen, there are always red flags to watch out for. So you just have to pay attention to things like vague or shifting scope. So if you get on a call with a client and they say one thing one day, and then they follow up and say, oh, we changed it a little bit, that's a red flag. Maybe they've got unrealistic expectations. Here's a big one. They badmouth other designers. Those are all signs that you should pause. But whatever you do, don't ignore your gut just because there's a dollar sign attached. Lesson number 10, the beginning is the absolute hardest. The very beginning of building my web design business felt like I was spinning my wheels. It was late nights. It was pitches that didn't go anywhere. It was little to no money. But here's what I didn't know back then. A rocket uses 75% of its fuel just to lift off the ground. That's not because the rocket is broken. It's because breaking gravity takes energy. So if you're in the early days and everything feels harder than it should, that's not failure. That's liftoff. Hey, I hope this video was helpful. If it was, make sure to like and subscribe so that you don't miss another episode coming out. And hey, we have a membership here on the Self-Made Web Designer YouTube channel. There's going to be a link in the description to check out more about that. So go out there, put some of these business tips into action, and don't forget, if you don't quit, you win.